Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, a sad note to start with. We learned yesterday that the former president of UAlbany for 8 years, Karen Hitchcock, also the host of the Best of Our Knowledge program on WAMC, has passed away at the age of 76.
I knew her very well. I really admired her. I worked under her leadership at the University of Albany. She was a wonderful, wonderful woman. And to the very end, she was inspirational in so many ways. You know, I guess telling tales is not a great idea, but her relationship with Elaine Calieros was not good. And his relationship, of course, with all those governors and everybody else was over the top. So now, at least until his appeals are through, he's on his way to jail. Karen Hitchcock, who was a wonderful president and who really knew how to run that place, is gone. And I keep thinking about what could have been. So it's a sad moment for so many of us who knew and loved her. And it's a cautionary tale to all of us who ever think about picking up a cigarette. She was a smoker, but I have to say it was the least of it. The most of it was what a wonderful woman she was.
And we send our thoughts and prayers out to her family. Well, you mentioned cautionary tale, Alan. Of course, climate change continues to be the number one issue for many in the world. And we saw, speaking of universities, I heard on the BBC coming in, a number of them around the world have signed a pact to become carbon neutral by 2050. But if you want to know about the warming of the earth, I guess we could look right down to New Orleans right now.
Well, that's right. As you know, I have a son from New Orleans, and he's with us right now, and he can't go home because that city is increasingly underwater. It's not a good situation. His neighbor sent videos of the block. Many of the cars are already underwater, if not all the way underwater, partially underwater. It's a terror. As you know, when the water gets warm, which is part of this whole syndrome, there is the tendency for these kinds of storms to get worse. It does look like this hurricane is going to hit New Orleans or come very close to it, and it's a city which has been underwater for a long time anyway. That's why the graveyards, for example, are all above ground. So it is a sad time for Americans. Either we wake up and do what we have to do, or this will continue to get worse and worse and worse. When politicians come out and say we have to do something by 2050, it's a joke. We have to do something now. We know that. We're not doing it because we're not willing to make the sacrifices as a country that we need to make. And when you have a politician like Donald Trump who says there's nothing in this for me, and who's basically a climate denier, at least on occasion he is, sometimes he says, well, I believe in climate change, and then sometimes he doesn't, and he puts people into office who are coal magnates and others, what does he think is going to happen? He knows that. We are in a terroristic time when it comes to climate.
One of the articles I read for our Media Project program talked about how journalists could start using the phrase climate crisis instead of climate change.
Well, I suppose, you know, you can fool with words, you can change to crisis, which it certainly is, but unless there is a popular will, it's not going to change. And we're selfish. We are selfish to the point where we are not doing the kinds of things that will make for change. Look, we're going to all have to make some decisions here.
One crisis to another. Immigration, we're learning now that the U.S. is preparing to arrest thousands of immigrant family members. The government plans to begin nationwide raids on Sunday, moving forward with an operation backed by President Trump. From the New York Times this morning, this amid testimony in Congress yesterday from Yasmin Juarez, a migrant from Guatemala, talking about how her 19-month-old daughter, Marie, died after becoming sick at an ICE enforcement center. And there was AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, tearing up, hearing the testimony.
You know, David, it's a terrible thing. He is going to tear people asunder. He thinks this is his issue. He is showing some results down in Central America, coming into Mexico. He's gotten the Mexican government to put a halt to some of this. And as a result, he says, see, I'm winning. I'm protecting the country from the invaders. And he will continue to do that. He thinks this is his issue. He thinks he's winning on it. And in the minds of some, he is. In the minds of others, he is causing human chaos, the likes of which is something that we haven't seen in this country.
What happens with the labor secretary, Alan Alexander Acosta? He's now defending his role in brokering the Jeffrey Epstein plea deal, and he is not bowing to calls from many to step down.
Well, this is a very complicated situation. It goes all the way up to the president of the United States. Acosta lets Epstein off the hook. There's no doubt about that. That's the way it looks. He denies that, but, you know, he gets the sweetheart deal. He denies he had anything to do with it. The president of the United States is quoted all over the place about how he and Epstein were very good friends. He appoints Acosta. Who knows who has what on who in all of this? And it does stink like fish. And my feeling is that much more is going to come out about this. So we'll see. Again, this president has all kinds of secrets. He says Epstein liked women, younger women, just like he does. There is something that is not right here. And my bet is that that's where you have First Amendment freedoms and enterprising journalists, because I think we're going to learn a lot more as this goes on.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Thank you, Alan.
And thank you, David. It's a world which is filled with terror right now. And to all of those people who are suffering, I would only say this is where democracy is going to show itself. Will people get out and work?
Thank you.